Good morning, how are we all? Doing good? Good, tell your face. I'm only kidding. So good to see you this morning. Permit me to speak a little bit as a spiritual father this morning as we approach the word, because today is, in many senses, a really special day. Not just because we're welcoming a number of people into membership, but because we are bringing a journey that we've been on as a church to a bit of a close. Since September last year, we've been exploring the values of Glaswegian Church. And since September last year, every Sunday, you've been listening to me banging on about these values. And our values is that which is our DNA, our shared ethos, the characteristics that we collectively possess and which make us Glasgow Elam. Now, these characteristics are not new. They're not something that we have come up with, nor are they that which we aspire to become. They are the traits that have been marking the shape and the culture of our church for the almost 100 years of our church's existence. Our church turns 100, has its 100th birthday in 1927, so not far away. And the phrase that we've been using as we've been chatting about our values and looking at them is we've been talking about the stuff that's in the soil of Glasgow Elam. Our values are that which is our heartbeat, the stuff that's in with the bricks. And it seems right to call those things out again as we welcome people into membership, because our values call out what belonging to our family means. But it also seems right that as we conclude this 10-month journey of discerning and really digging deep into our shared ethos, that we kind of come full circle and we come back to where we began that journey. If you remember, we're coming out of summer and we began the journey. Now, as we're ending summer, no. As we ended summer, we began the journey. As we're beginning summer, we're ending the journey. I don't know whether it's Sunday or February, but it's absolutely fine. But it's kind of important that we come back to this place and we summarize and recap the journey that we've been on. And we use our values to frame membership and to say to those that subscribe to our values and to our beliefs, welcome to the family. Come be part of our community. Now, last September, when we began to talk about our values, we springboarded from one simple yet profound statement in Joshua chapter 24. And it was Joshua 24 and verse 15, which says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Now this is, if you've been around church, this is a really well-known statement, but let me give you the background to this statement, because this short little sentence actually forms part of a wider speech that Joshua delivers to the entire nation of Israel. And the story goes that Israel has just entered into the promised land. And as they get ready to settle in that place and begin to call it home, Joshua gathers everyone together and spends a bit of time calling out the journey that they as a people have been on. And the starting point for that isn't where you think. He takes them all the way back to Abraham, all the way back to the father of the faith. And then he takes them through a bit of a potted history of their nation. And what he calls out to them is the journey that they have been on, but he calls out that their journey began way before them, generations before them. It began with Abraham, but that journey now, in many senses, is finding its fulfillment in that moment as they step in and get ready to settle in the promised land. And what Joshua does here is not just call out history, but he's careful to call out the influence and the work of God throughout their journey. In fact, as he's giving this history lesson, he is speaking as the voice of God. He's speaking as this is what God is saying to you. And so the story of the people is actually the story of God. And it's the story of his faithfulness throughout the generations to bring them to this place. And as we called out our values, we did a little bit of what Joshua did here in this moment. Because we were careful to outline that what we were identifying as core to us as a people right now in this time, it wasn't actually new, but it was actually a continuation of what God had been doing through the generations, not just in our generation, but in the generations that had gone before us. However, today, as we welcome people into membership, we come back to this Joshua 24 moment again. Because in Joshua 24, the Israelites come into this land and they're like, we are going to settle here and call this home. And today the people that we welcome into membership are those who come to this place and choose to call it home. They're those who are saying, this is where I want to settle. This is where I want to do life and faith. This is where I want to do and raise family. And as those of you are coming into membership, we as a church, we want to take a leaf out of Joshua's book in this moment. And we want to recognize the journey that you have been on. Whether that is a journey of coming to faith and finding Jesus in this place, whether it's a journey of moving into the city and coming to find Glasgow Elam as your spiritual home, whether it's a journey of coming back home again to Glasgow Elam, or whether you've transitioned to call this place now your home, whatever it is, we recognize not that your journey only just begins now with us. We're not arrogant enough to think, well, the part of the journey that only counts is the part that you're doing with us. Now that you're with us, you're in the real journey. Because that's not true. We call out and affirm that the hand of God has been already on your life. We call out and affirm the influence that he's had on you and the way that he has brought you to this place, the journey that he's had you on and the things that you are bringing with you to this place for such a time as this. And we are excited to be making the next steps of your journey with you as part of our family. But we also want to acknowledge and bless the journey that God has had you on up until now, the work that he has done in your life and that he will continue to do. See, we're really careful here to call out that Glasgow Elam is not the way, the truth, and the life. Only Jesus is. And we try our best to be really careful to guard against building empire and promoting a brand of church, but instead to focus on advancing the kingdom and building the church of Jesus Christ upon the face of the earth. So we call out and we affirm that all that God has done in your life up until now, we affirm it, we bless it, and we thank God for it. Amen? Now, Joshua's message took the people on this bit of a history lesson. But then he kind of changes tack and he goes for the jugular a little bit. He challenges them directly. He says to them, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the God of the Amorites in whose land you're living. He says to the people, as we are settling in this land, you now have a choice to make. Choose whom you will serve. Now, what he's talking about here is their spirituality. He's talking about their faith, their religious bias, if you like. And he says to them, there is a smorgasbord of gods out there. Different faith systems, different belief cultures, different religious practices. Choose one. Choose for yourself who you're going to serve. As they settle in the place that God led them to, they were given a choice. Choose whom your life and living will serve. Choose who you give your everything to. And at Glasgow Elam Church, the gateway to membership isn't financial giving. It's not setting up tithes or a standing order, although that's helpful. It's not even attendance, nor is it serving in ministry. The gateway to membership at Glasgow Elam Church is faith in Jesus. It is making the choice that Jesus is your everything. It's making the decision to follow Jesus, to allow him to shape your life and living. It's saying, I believe in Jesus, I believe in his death and resurrection, and I give my everything to follow him and his ways. That's the gateway to faith. And at that moment, the Bible says that when we repent of our sins and ask Jesus to become our everything and our guiding influence in life, we begin a life of faith in him. And the Bible says at that instant, we become part of his church. That is the universal global church. See, the Church of Jesus isn't made up of congregants sitting in rows in a particular building on a Sunday. The Church of Jesus is made up of people from different ages, different backgrounds, different life experiences, different cultures, different nationalities from across every single continent. Every day, people the whole world over are discovering the reality of Jesus and the power of faith in him. Every day, all across this globe, people from every tongue, tribe, and nation are being radically transformed by Jesus Christ and by the truth of the scripture. The Church of Jesus is massive. Its reach stretches across the entire globe. And membership to his church begins with faith, with stepping into relationship with him. And membership of a local church is therefore a reflection of this. When someone becomes a member of a local church, it is in some senses a reflection and an embodiment of their status in Jesus, that they are alive in Christ, that they've found him to be real and to be true. They've experienced the transformation that he brings. They are part of the worldwide church and symbolize that and embody that by becoming part of a local church, a community just like ours, who gather together to seek God, share faith, and serve others. That's our mission, to seek God, share faith, and serve others. And today, as we welcome people into membership, we celebrate not so much that our community has grown or that our membership total has increased. Rather, we choose to celebrate instead that lives have been transformed by Jesus Christ. We celebrate faith and the fact that these individuals have made their choice of who they are going to serve, and they give their everything to Jesus. Now, Joshua, he pits this challenge to the people. He says, choose whom you will serve. And then he communicates his heart. He communicates that which is his DNA, his ethos. And as he shares it, it's almost as though in doing so, he is inviting other people to join him. And in this statement lies the four dynamics that sit at the heart of our DNA, our four core values. And as we call them out, we invite those coming to settle in our family and coming into membership today to share these values with us. Joshua says to the people, you can choose whatever God you wish. You have freedom to do that. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. He says, you make your choice, but I've made mine. This is me. This is who I am. This is what I believe. This shapes my everything. Joshua is not backwards in owning what he believes. He nails his colors to the mast. He puts his stake in the ground, and he says, this is me. This is who I am. He's authentic with the people, and he allows his authenticity to shape his approach. And here is the first of our core values. Authenticity is our approach. We are a church with a heart to be authentic in our discipleship. We approach everything with a desire to be real and explore the reality of God. In our church, we strive for authenticity. We want to be a people who are real. Real about our journey, real about who we are. No pretense, no holier than thou type stuff. We want to keep it real, folks. But we also strive to be those who explore and demonstrate the reality of God, because God is real. And the change that he brings and the transformation that he brings on the discipleship journey is real as well. And to those coming into membership today, we invite you to allow authenticity to shape your approach. We accept you for who you are. Who you authentically are right now. No airs and graces, no pretense, no religiosity, no masks. However, what we recognize is that who you are right now and where you are right now is not the finished product, because we're all on a journey with Jesus that involves transformation day by day by day. Now, equally, we as a church are not the ideal. We are not perfect. In fact, we go as far as to say we are not even the best church out there. And we don't pretend to be, and we will never make ourselves out to be. We just want to be authentic and to let that shape our approach. And we invite you to come on a journey with us as we seek to be transformed into the authentic likeness of Jesus. Joshua says, as for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. Joshua made his choice, but what he calls out here is that this isn't just his choice. It's the choice of his entire house. This wasn't just about him. He's not saying, hey, this is what I choose. But he's like, do you know what? My family are my everything. And this is what we choose. Family was his foundation. Here is the second of our values. Family is our foundation. We are a church that nations and generations call home. The experience of family is foundational in everything that we do. At Glasgow Elam Church, family is a big deal. Whether you are here as a family, whether you are a couple, whether you are single, whether you're married, divorced, widowed, or not even sure what or how to describe your relationship status, whether you're from Glasgow, whether you're from Scotland, the United Kingdom, or whether you're from one of the many wonderful countries and cultures upon the face of the earth, you are welcome to be part of our church family. But as we say that, there's one thing you need to know, and that is that you become part of a family that won't be built around one singular cultural expression. If you're looking for just one cultural expression, we're not it. We won't build our church around just one cultural expression. Instead, we seek to build around the culture of heaven and to function as an expression of the kingdom of God. And we take the word of God and our understanding and interpretation of that, and we try to use that to shape our culture. And we don't always get that right, but we try our best. And as we welcome people into membership today, we want to call out, we are not perfect, no family ever is. But we strive to place family at the foundation of everything that we do. And as we welcome people into membership, our family grows. And we charge those coming into membership and those who already are. Don't fly solo. It's easy to come into a place like this. Arrive at the start of worship, leave as the worship ends. It's easy to engage as Sunday attendance only, but we charge you, be part of the family, get your feet under the table, make yourself at home, be bold, get involved, say hello, make new friends, move your seat about each week. Now that's a bit radical. Try sitting somewhere different week in, week out. But I'm saying that you should do that because my seat's over there and I sit there every week. Just don't sit there, but anywhere else is fine. Point is, get to know people. Become part of our family, because it's at the foundation of all that we do. Joshua says to the people, as for me and my household, we're going to serve. We will serve the Lord. Joshua didn't just call out what his belief system was. His statement wasn't just, in this land that we settle in, well, here, my family are going to believe in God. Now, he actually called out a stance that he was going to take in this place. And his stance for the rest of his days was one of service. Here lies our third value. Serving is our stance. We are a church with a call to serve. We give our everything to serving the purpose of God and the needs of those around us. Now, this is a really important one for us to call out, because as a church, we believe that we have a call upon us for service. We don't just exist as a club for social and spiritual connection. We exist to serve the purpose and call that God has placed upon us. We exist to serve one another, and we exist to serve the community around us. So to be part of our community means rolling your sleeves up. It means getting your hands dirty. It means jumping in with both feet and being part of what God is calling us to do. We are a people who are passionate about making a difference for the kingdom, but we are a people who are passionate about making a difference for the kingdom spiritually and practically, physically. We believe that by serving the need on our doorstep, we're actually serving the purpose of God upon the earth. And we commit everything to do that. So as you come into membership, we invite you to take service as your stance. We will strive to serve you as best we can. We'll probably let you down. That's a prophetic word. Somewhere along the way, it's probably the most accurate one you'll ever hear. We'll strive to serve you as best we can, but here's something we need to understand. Church is not a consumer experience. It is a community with a serving culture. And you're invited to serve as well as be served. And you're invited to help us be a people who are faithful to the vision, obedient to the call, and who handle the purpose stamped upon us as authentically, effectively as we possibly can. Joshua says, as for me and my household, we are going to serve the Lord. Now, this statement is one that for sure you'll know off by heart by now. But Joshua here in this statement is calling out his approach, his foundation, and his stance, and in conclusion, he calls out his priority. He says, out of all the gods and faith systems that are out there, there is only one that is authentic to me and my family, that I build my whole family foundation on. There is only one that I commit my everything to serve. I will serve the Lord. Now, Joshua was a man that had seen things. He had seen the reality of God in his life. He'd seen God in the life of his people. He'd seen miracles and supernatural demonstrations. He had existed in the presence of God, never leaving the tabernacle or the tent of meeting when Moses did. He remained in his presence because his presence shaped his everything. For him, the presence of God was his priority. So he says, this is whom I choose. This is my authentic choice and approach. This is the foundation for my whole family, and this is the stance that I take and whom I will serve. I choose God. I choose his presence. His presence is my priority. Here is the final of our values. Presence is our priority. We are a church gathering together to host his glory. The presence of God is our everything. As a church and as a people, we are beyond passionate about the presence of God. As you join our family, you're joining a family of people who are going after God. And we believe wholeheartedly that God has called us to host glory. And we're exploring what that means. And we shape our whole approach to worship, to teaching, to ministry, to family, to serving, to church. We shape it all around making room for his presence and pressing into a God who is real, not a ritual that is empty. So we invite you, come and encounter God with us. Come and explore the depths of his presence. Come and be transformed into his likeness from one experience and degree of glory to the next. Because we are going after glory. Because we believe that is our call. This is a special moment. I think it's a defining moment. We put our stake in the ground. We nail our colors to the mast. And we say, this is who we are as a people. We are a community who holds presence as our priority, family as our foundation, authenticity as our approach, and serving as our stance. But we are not an exclusive community. The gateway to this community lies in a simple choice. So we put to you the same choice that Joshua put to the people all those centuries ago. Choose for yourself whom you will serve. You can make an authentic choice. We will respect your choice. It's your choice. But we commend Jesus to you. He is real. He is life-changing. And he is life. And he invites you on a journey through life with him. It's your choice to say yes or to say no.